Probably not. Maybe a couple years ago, but that was a wild one. I don't remember seeing a game like that since last year in college football, not NFL. But you know, we'll take the win any way we can get it. Yeah, I was getting ready to go out and try to, go down and, kick a field goal or score a touchdown for the offense. I was telling everybody to get ready. Next thing you know, I saw Sim jump over from something we did at practice, and I was like, please get it, and he got it. And I see Will going down the sideline. I thought he was going to get caught by the holder. I think it was number six. He was rolling. But to see him finish it, it was a big relief. Yeah, this I think it was my best. Try to catch everything come my way, everything I put my hands on, I try to make a play on. I had one that I didn't make a play on, but all around from blocking to keeping the drive going, it was my best one hands down this year.
As a physical receiver, do you take pride in those grown man catches? That you had, like the one you had in
there? I do. I take very. Sometimes I don't know how to celebrate, so I don't know what to do. But because my emotions be so high, so I just spike the ball. But I take pride in that because I feel like I got some of the strongest hands in the league. And, you hear guys here talking about this and that, thinking they're doing a great job. But when I get my opportunity, I want to come down with the ball.
Is it hard to lobby for those jump balls, 50-50 balls, and try to get more of those thrown your way? Obviously, have great success when that is the case.
Say it again?
Is it hard to lobby for those? Like, hey, sure, just throw it up, I'll go make a play.
It is because, sometimes, most of the time, it's hard to read because, a lot of defense has been rolling a lot against us because we heavy run and play action. So it's, you don't know what that safety doing. It's hard to do that. You got to, most of the time throw it back shoulders or hopefully, in the strike area or the red zone, you get one-on-one and get those chances.
DT, that first drive after they went up, I think that first play, you caught a pretty decent pass from Trevor. How important was that drive in terms of keeping the confidence and offense?
That was a big, it would have been a totally different game if we didn't make that play to go. And keep the drive going was big for us. We needed that as an offense because we came out strong, but we went second and one, third and one, and couldn't get it. So we needed something to, get the guys going.
Demaryius, it did look like your focus was keener today than maybe we've seen it.
You mean you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, say you then.
Your focus or intensity, is that possible that you kind of felt it coming in, that you were zeroed in on this?
Well, yeah, of course, you can say that. I know also, we wanted to get this game. Coach talked about fight, and that's all I wanted to do. Every chance I get to make a play because, I hear, I'm going to hear it all the time. People always on my back about, I'm quitting and not doing stuff. So, and then first time in the Superdome, the lights are real bright. So, whenever I got a chance, I made a play. Did whatever I had to do for my team, my offense, and to keep us rolling. Well, tonight was a good night. I mean, today was a good day besides the turnovers we had. It could have been totally a different game if we didn't have those turnovers. We still got work to do. We got a lot of work to do from, running the ball and passing the ball and getting on the same page as Trevor. It's his first year. It's this group kind of first year all together. So we still got work to do, but I think we'll be fine. As in us?
Yeah. A win like this.
Say that one more time.
A win like this to kind of propel you going forward.
Well, I think so. You get a chance to get the bye week out of the way, get some guys rested up and get them back. Figure out what's going on our side of the ball and defensive side of the ball and, come back and ready to go. I think this is one of our times where we play, closer to the playoffs times, we get to playing better football, and it's about that time. And I think this game will get us over the hump because coming here wasn't easy. Loud dome, and you had great players and a great quarterback to go against.